The Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Aleph in the middle of the Amud, towards the bottom, brings down a drasha. Darshan is a word Eila to teach us that me'ela to oise cholol, you make a cholol from Eila. In other words, a kid who is born from Isuri Kahuna becomes a cholol, via to oise cholol minida, but a kid born from a bia with a nida is not going to create a cholol. So it's exactly the case of the cholol is dafka from someone born from Isuri Kahuna, but not someone that's born from a bia with a nida. And the question is, if we're coming lafuke, the chol is only from Yisur Kuhuna, not from Arayis, why does the Gemara single out Nida more than all the other Arayis? The same Havamina that you would have that a kid born from a Nida would be a chol. We should have that Havamina by all Arayis, all parish of Arayis. We should say, Enata Isa chol me Arayis, why do we single up Badafka, the erva of Nida? And I think that maybe you can answer this up here, a Gvaldika Chakira, a Gvaldika Safik that Achanim have. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet and the Ani Yontiv has the same Shiloh, clear the following Chakira. They say that we know that Din is that a Chalo is only from Yisuri Kahuna. If a Kayan marries someone who's Aser on him because he's a Kayan, that creates a Chalo. If he marries an Isha that's not Yisuri Kahuna, then it will not create a Chalo. So if he marries if a Kayan would marry any one of the Arayas, that does not create a Chalo because an Erva is not Yisuri Kahuna. But we know that when a child is born from Yisuri Arayis, he becomes a mamzer. There's a din mamzer. So the question is it shy for a mamzer to be a kain or not? Do we say that the fact that he's a mamzer, that itself is mafkiya kedushas kahuna? A mamzer cannot be a kain, and forget about the whole din of chalal, it might not be a chalal because it's not Yisuri kahuna, but there's something much worse over here. You're a mamzer, and being a mamzer, that itself is mafkiya kedushas kahuna. Or do we say that no, maybe a mamzer could be a kain? Doesn't say anywhere that a kain and a mamzer can't coexist, so he's a mamzer and he's a kain. He's not a chalal because he's not Yisuri kahuna. And therefore, he does retain his full Kedushas Kahuna. So, Bekitzer, could a Mamzer be a Kain or not? Is the fact that he's a Mamzer, is that Mafkiya's Kedushas Kahuna? And he's basically like a Chalo. He has no Kedushas Kahuna. He's mutter to be Matamal Mason. He can't eat Truma. Or do we say that no, that being a Mamzer is Mafkiya the Kedushas Kahuna, and he does not have a din of a Kain? So, could a Mamzer be a Kain, or is he not a Kain? That's the Safek that the Chasunach has, and many Rias and Kanu Lakan. But if you hold that a Mamzer cannot be a Kain, then Lachai can answer the Kasha over here on the Gemara that the Gemara does not have to tell us that ein chalol me'ela ata isa chalol v'ata isa chalol from all the arayas, because by all the other arayas, forget about being a chalol, you're much worse than a chalol, you're a mamzer, and the fact that you're a mamzer, that's mafkiya kedushas kahuna. So there's no nafkamina in saying that you're not a chalol. Anyways, mutter to be metamin, you're also betruma. It's dafka by anida, where the din is that the ben of anida is not a mamzer, so over there you need takilis chiddush, you need to be mechadish, that even though you're not a mamzer, afal pichan, you don't become a cholo from the bia with anida. But by all other arayas, being that you become a mamzer, there's no need to tell me that you don't become a cholo, because every mamzer is kailo cholo within it. The fact that you're a mamzer, that itself is mafkiya l'kedushas kahuna, and it wouldn't be necessary to have that limud by other arayas. So the fact that Gemara says nida over here, not other arayas, would be a smach to those shitas that a kain cannot be a mamzer. And just to be mindful of another raya, this is another raya that a kohen can't be a mamzer. This is from Rabbi Tzion Abishol in his Sefer Ari Letzion earlier on Daf Nun Gimel. He's medayik from Rashi. The Rashi holds that a kohen can't be a mamzer because the mission says at the end of the first mission in the parak, it says v'chein haba alachas mikol haraya shabatar psulas kegan amar lekohen gadol gush b'chulis kohen hadit mamzeres in the simuli sol basisol mamzer lenasin pasav lechilik mebilabia. So the mission says that if a person is ba on all of these arayas or psulas, he makes her pasul. Rashi says that means she's psula lekahuna. In one of the examples given over there are a mamzeres v'nesina, that if he's ban mamzeres v'nesina, the bia will pasul her mina kahuna. But Rashi bavarns over there that he says when it comes to mamzeres v'nesina, it's not referring to psula lekahuna. It doesn't mean to pasul lekahuna because there's no enough meaning in that. She's already psula lekahuna. It's like Rashi, the psula v'kaima. Mamzeres v'nesina, anyways, is pasul lekahuna even before your bia. So you don't have to tell me that she's psul lakuna. And you can't tell me that it's going on truma to pasul her mina truma because she's already psula because she's a mamzeris. So anyways, she can't eat truma. So Rashi is saying there's no nafkamina in pasuling her mina kahuna. So Factor Ben Sina Abishol, he says that if you hold that a kain could be a mamzeris and a kahanis could be a mamzer, a kahanis could be a mamzeris, then there would be an nafkamina. What if she's a kahanis who's a mamzeris? So right now she could eat betruma. She's Materis Bachuma, and when you're Bala, you passel her that she can no longer eat Truma. So that would be an Afkamina where you passel her Mina Truma. So in fact, it actually says, Lin Truma de Beinash and Amelik Lamemar, that there's no Nafkamina in passeling her Mina Truma. Vice versa, it actually held that a Kahanis, a Mamzeris, cannot be a Kahanis. The fact that she's a Mamzer, that itself means that there's no Kedushas Kahuna, and therefore there's no Nafkamina. And that's another Rav from Rashi that a Mamzer is not able to be a Kain.